I'm Nora Jones, and today I'm playing along with Tariana Tank Ball.
I'm just playing along with you. I'm just playing along with you.
Hey, I'm Nora Jones, and with me always is Sarah Oda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Our guest today is Tariana Tank Ball from the band Tank and the Bangas.
Woo-hoo.
She's one of our favorite people.
She is a very, very unique, charismatic performer and person.
Yes. Tank and the Bangas is a New Orleans-based band, and if you have the chance to see them live, I am telling you right now, please do so.
Yeah, her band is also just an incredible group of people who bring so much energy to the stage. They kind of just elevate everything she's doing. It's just like
it's
such a fun show to see.
It's an incredible show, and I recommend it. Tank and the Bangas won NPR's Tiny Desk contest in 2017. If you haven't checked her out at all yet, you should definitely check that out.
It's got a lot of views.
It's a pretty great YouTube wander. They were also nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards in 2020.
That's right. Tank comes from a slam poetry background, but she's just evolved into this artist who can just really do everything.
She put out a poetry book last year called Vulnerable AF. I think we know what that stands for.
Not to mention that she's got some crazy style, and she always looks good.
Oh, she has amazing style. Her outfits are always the best.
Yes.
We're going to talk about recording and playing live and her amazing band. And we're going to sort of get inside her brain a little on this episode. It was really fun. But mostly, I love her very, very much. And I think you're going to love this episode.
Enjoy.
Here's Tariana Tank Ball.
Ship play out. One shirt turns into two. A toothbrush, a shoe or two. A courtesy, I'll fly with you. Running from whatever. Running towards each other.
Excuse me, beg my pardon. I know I don't say this often. Boy, I find you to be awesome. Awesome enough for stalking. If available for calling. We'll talk about summer and autumn. In between this crazy dream, I give you a precaution. I'm known to be needy, eekly, and stingy with your love. Eepy, greedy, and having hogging all your love. If your pinches is my pinches, intention by intention. We could color code this crazy mode. Your pinches be my inches.
You don't know why I kiss you, baby.
Subways and streetcars, taxis and Ubers, driving to see you. Don't you go too.
Don't be crazy. You know you can't save me, baby.
Subways and streetcars, taxis and Ubers, driving to see you. Don't you go too.
This shit play out. One shirt turns into two. A toothbrush, a shoe or two. A courtesy, I'll fly with you. Running from whatever. Running towards each other. I am.
Well, that was fun. And hilarious because we've never played that together since we recorded it.
I never even thought that you were going to put that out.
Oh, really? Why?
No, I thought that we were just playing around. And
well,
I was
we were.
And I was hoarse. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to. She's going to wait for me to get right.
Did you not like it?
I have no problem with it. I thought it was funny, though. And you said, I like when voices are hoarse. And you said that.
Oh, I said that?
Yes.
Is that how I said that?
Yeah, maybe you have a sexual tone that you don't realize.
I love it.
It was fun. Like
it was very explorative, and I thought it was very interesting to see what type of writer you were.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still figuring it out, but I'm pretty open, which is nice.
You're open, and you're in your writing, I found you to be dark.
I know.
Oh, you know it? All right, cool, because I hope I wasn't going to offend you.
But like, do you find me dark as a person?
Not at all. That's weird part. You're so like a kid.
I have it like bottled up deep inside. And like, I eventually open it.
And then you were so passionate about making sure that you spoke about that really, when it's really talking about the real issues.
Oh, well, I wasn't trying to force it. It's just where that came from.
You was into that one. Which one was that one?
That it's one about wasn't. The world. It was cool, but this one's cooler.
Which one is about the world, though?
Oh man, what was this called? Take it away.
Yes. Like, damn, what's going on with this girl?
I think I was watching the news a little too much month.
I was like, damn. Then you brought it up like 2-3 times. you was like, we'll be playing something, and you'd be like, yeah, take it away. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, dang, Nora's into this.
I'm into this dark.
One. Yeah, I'm like,
deep,
well, she
dark
cares
web.
About the world a lot.
I care about the world. But a little, yeah, I care about the world.
He said, somebody's listening, but like, yeah, she's supposed to. Do you? Yeah,
do you?
I care. I care, but I'm
I
not
don't. I don't watch the news anymore.
You can't. Not too much.
No,
not what's going
much.
On. I guess my music be like a little escape from the world.
Well, I like that too. That's why I made a Christmas album, so that I could kind of escape from deep, dark songs from coming from
Take
deep
it
within.
Away from the children in the
streets. Oh, jeez. I know. What was I thinking? Oh, my God. It was fun watching you work too, though, because like your brain, you have an interesting brain.
I've been told.
Yeah. I'm sure. Like, if I could spend one day inside your head.
Oh, you don't want to be there. It's
I would
a lot
like
of.
To.
It's a lot of like sex.
Well, I know that from knowing you.
You want to come in this brain. It's like,
actually, I would like very
like,
much to be
like
in
like
there.
Sex, makeup, hair, Instagram.
That's
like,
amazing, though.
And how does my account look?
Oh my God. I know you got more in there than that. You got all kinds of lyrics coming, rhymes.
Oh God, no. Only when it's time for real. Like, I'll get this burst. Like, it's time to write.
Yeah.
And I have to bring out the little notepad and I have to write down what's going on. And
but
then keep going.
Do you choose when that time is or it just mm-hmm. happens, right?
Inspiration is like a lady.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful lady
elusive.
That comes, yeah, come deal with you when she feel like it.
That bitch is elusive.
Yeah, if she don't want to fuck with you, now she not fucking with you.
Yeah.
So we can curse on you? Oh, I know. Mm-hmm.
I think we can.
Yeah. If she don't want to fuck with you,
I mean, don't overdo it.
Oh,
don't
damn,
overdo
whoa,
it.
Uh-uh. Don't give me no rules and give me a rule. Take a deep, take a rate a rule. No, but for real, though, she deal with you when she wants to. So I've learned to, like, you know, I'm going to take advantage of you. And when you come to visit me and we're going to play, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
But also, I also think it's a muscle that you need to work even when she's not working. You need to be
See,
working.
That's where I fail. I don't usually try to write when I don't have anything.
I don't either, really.
But I think that's okay. Because you're working so much because you work so much that you're always working it in other ways.
At least when it's time for me to make an album, I'm on and I'm in it.
That's good.
I don't even... You ever feel like after the album is done, you're like, damn, I don't even much remember writing all these songs. I got a full body of work. Like, when did this happen?
Yeah.
I got pictures.
It comes out and you don't know what happened. Yeah.
You'd be in this little zone, I suppose. But I'm so happy that we're about done. I don't like the process after the album is done. It's time to mix and master.
It's not as fun. But you have to get it right and you have to pay attention because otherwise it's not what you wanted.
And then you don't want to listen to your own song.
Yeah.
You're like, I should have said something.
Yeah. And then, yeah, you got to make sure it's how you want it.
Yeah.
Just hang in there.
And I know you're really good at that, Nora, because you are a singer and a musician. So I know your ear is like so nice.
I'm pretty focused when it's time to do that stuff. But I also, you know, I get a little nitpicky sometimes.
Imagine being a group of a bunch of nitpickies.
Yeah, it's so such a different thing being in a band.
You got to go through a lot of ears before we even sit it on through. So I just feel like our process is just that much longer than a lot of like.
You don't ever pull that like tank card. Like the band is actually tank. and the Bangas. You don't pull that card, or you're not allowed to pull that card?
I don't. If I have to pull it, I'll pull it like in a different type of way, yeah. but not like in that way, because you really want to keep the morale yeah, together and keep course. Everybody together, you know?
Well, y'all are family. I love yeah, your band.
I love them too, so you don't want to do that too no, much. You the only person I probably pull it through like my MD sometimes will be like, hey, I've done it. I did this before I met you. Oh. I've been interested in this. He was like, yeah, everyone taking the Bangas though.
That's right. I remember the first time I saw you play
One Eye Jacks. They just sold One Eye Jacks.
They did. I saw that. Yes. And
you
I
saw it? Damn, no, it's so interesting.
I saw the news. I saw
I
that.
I thought you wasn't watching the news.
I don't watch the news, but somehow it popped into my feed that I don't watch. And I saw it. And
you one of those people that be on the internet, nobody don't know you be on
I'm
the internet.
I'm a troll. I'm a troll.
Oh, you be one of those people that be... No, you're not a troll,
no,
though.
I'm a lurker.
Yes, you're a lurker, because the trolls lurker. Be talking about people and leaving really
mean
comments.
Well, how do you know I'm not a troll?
I won't think you are a troll. I think you're a lurker.
I'm definitely...
I don't think you have the time to be no troll, number one. Number two, I don't think you care that much. And number three, I don't think that you want to be mean publicly, no, even if nobody don't know it's you. I think you'd rather be like me and discuss things
course.
With your friends.
I'm joking. I'm not a troll.
Yeah, you would never.
But I and I'm not even like a daily lurker. I just, every once in a while, I'll look. Yeah. I'll open the curtain.
It's like some M&Ms.
Yeah, it's horrible. Like, oh my God. But I saw One Eye Jacks closed. That's too bad.
Yes, but it's going to be opened, is purchased by somebody else in the community, and they're going to like revert it back to like kind of like its original spacing. So I hear that they're going to make it something even more special.
That was a pretty cool spot.
I think it was
with the
very
bar
cool
in the
spot.
Middle and the...
It's one. I think it's very cool.
The
it's,
stage.
It's not one of my favorites to perform in New Orleans, but I do like it.
Yeah. Well, that's mm-hmm. where I saw you, and you were off stage. I was pregnant, and yeah. we were on like a vacation in New Orleans, and
what drew you in the club?
Well, I mean, we're on this vacation. We went to New Orleans for 10 days with
Why?
Another couple, and with my 2-year-old, and I was pregnant, and I'm like, I'm in New Orleans.
Why?
I can't drink because I'm pregnant.
But why did you go to New Orleans?
The guys wanted to record some stuff. That's where they met Jelly. And
what?
Jelly told us
oh my God.
To come to the show that
she
night.
She didn't tell me that.
You didn't know that's why
I
was there?
No.
Because the guys, Aloysius 3 band that she sang with.
Now I have to hit her next time I see her.
yeah.
I can't believe we didn't connect the lights.
So I found a babysitter and I made it out. And I'm like, what? I don't even know what I'm here to see. Like, I didn't know anything about you. And you're off stage doing like the thing you did off stage where you would talk, you would like, it was like a WWF like wrestling yeah. match, the way your voice
Ladies
was.
And
yes,
gentlemen.
That's what it was.
okay.
It was incredible. And I was like, who is coming on the stage right now? And Jelly was singing. And I think it was just her. I don't think you had two other singers.
Okay, it depends on the show for sure.
Yeah, and
I
then
gotcha.
And I was like, man, they sound good. And who? It was like the anticipation was killing me.
Nice.
And then you made it on the stage, and it was just, it was incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
Dang.
I mean, you guys, the way you perform, it's a whole thing.
It's a lot of energy.
Well, it's a lot of energy, but it's like a well-oiled machine. But it's spontaneous as well, and it's like your ball of fun.
Thank you, Norms.
The whole band is just like
yeah, they're
thing.
A lot of fun. It's like even if you're tired, it's like somebody plugged you into a wall.
Yeah.
And we all alive at one time oh and we God. All know what we're supposed to be doing on that stage together.
You're like road dogs and you've been on the road forever. So
yes.
So what was it like being off the road for that long?
I think we all liked it.
You needed it.
We needed it.
Yeah.
We needed it.
I've heard that from so many people.
Yeah, and I've heard I miss it. I want to go back really bad. I heard that from a lot of people. But during my quarantine, I was like, man, it's time to chill, walk, eat some homemade food.
Yeah.
Ride our bikes all over New Orleans. I felt like
That's
a tourist
so
in my
nice.
City riding a bike at night, listening to Anita Baker loud as hell in the
wow.
streets.
That sounds really
oh,
nice
I
and
loved
sweet.
It. Tavia cooked every day, healthy food.
Wow.
We found ways to buy our own houses, live right around the corner from each other.
That's pretty
like.
Pretty great.
I enjoy my quarantine.
But you can enjoy the break and also miss the road. Both things can be true.
No, I didn't miss the road.
You didn't. But
no.
Do you now? Are you like feeling like...
I'm happy that I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I'm here. I'm the type of person that's... I'm like a... I don't miss this crazy, horrible-ass food. You wake up at KFC right in front of your face, Subway, gas stations.
I know.
The weird crank in your neck, you know, not the van. Walking around too much. So I never miss the road. I love
you miss the, performing.
The performance, yeah. The people. That's amazing. That's when I'm supposed to be at when I'm on stage. I'm walking in my gift, though. I never knew I was supposed to be doing this.
But you could do that in New Orleans and still be home. A few times a week, probably.
Nah, if you can't be home too long and perform, yeah. They'll get too used to you. They won't realize how special it is.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, now, you don't. Why would you know?
Huh?
How would you know?
What do you mean?
They're always going to appreciate you.
No, I mean, I did a weekly gig for a while a few years back. And it was a secret gig, though. But, like, the people who knew about it...
Was it people
stopped
that
coming. Was like... you know what I mean? Like, they kind of stopped coming
that's
after a while.
That's because it was too secret. Now you got to open it up.
If it wasn't secret. But I don't know. You know how it is. I don't think people would stop coming in New Orleans either. Plus, people come there.
You never know. We're so inside ourselves that we can't never see people the way they see us. Like, for you to say a weekly gig, first of all, I'm like, what the hell are you even doing a weekly gig ever? I'm surprised. And number two, I'm like, you're Nora Jones. You're probably saying, yeah, I'm Nora.
And
people be telling me, you blew up. What are you talking about? I blew up. What are you talking about?
I remember when I saw you on the Grammys, I was like, I'm friends with her. I'm so excited.
You are crazy as you sit home and dust off your mini Grammys.
Whatever.
You're crazy. And guess what? Nobody knows this, but I didn't want to win.
You didn't?
I was too scared to.
Why?
I never felt so much anxiety in my life. I'm not even somebody that deals with anxiety. But that night, as they called out those names, my neck was burning. My head was pounding and getting bigger and bigger. I had no breath and I had no legs. And I couldn't imagine somebody calling our names, because if they did, I would have fell down as I tried to reach the stage. I didn't want nobody to call my name. When everybody saw me clapping, they went, oh, Tank's so happy for Billie Eilish. I'm happy for me. I'm happy I don't have to get up and I don't have to say anything. I'm happy for me. Billie, I love you, but I'm happy for me. I don't have to get up. I'm not ready.
Did you meet Billie Eilish and you said, I'm so glad I didn't
win? I did not, because even though I met almost everybody that was backstage that was nominated in my category, Yola is just absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. That girl is amazing. Even Lil Nas X is real freaking cool. He didn't say anything, but he hung around a lot. And who else was really freaking nice? Dang, I can't even much remember. But like Billie was one of those people that like did a special performance and like left, because, you know, she was just at a different caliber at the time, so they want to rush her off.
Yeah, yeah.
But she came across, I think she's sweet.
Yeah, I like her thing. It's beautiful.
And I love that
it's
voice.
It's deep. And also, it's deep and dark.
That's a good voice, too.
Like, she's got a beautiful
voice. We know a good voice.
She's like an old soul voice.
That's a good voice. Like,
no, she's incredible voice.
Yes.
I love her voice.
I'll give that. You got that, girl. And the album was good.
It was really great.
The album was good, yes.
I remember the Grammys from 2003, and I remember...
Did you wear a dress?
I wore a dress.
What color?
Black.
So you.
So me.
Would you ever even wear a pink dress?
I mean, I think I would get more adventurous if I felt more confident, you know?
Dang.
But I think black works on me. I've been in New York too long.
Yeah, y'all
mean?
Like to wear the black colors. Yeah. But I don't know, I don't see you wearing no rainbows and stuff, but I could definitely see you being more explorative and letting that hair down.
It's hard for me. I don't know. I think you should just do my hair and makeup and dress me.
You gonna
day.
Let me put some long extensions in your hair?
Yeah, sure. That sounds fun.
All right.
Yeah, I'll let you. But did you? So I remember the Grammys 2003. I remember not eating for like 8 hours, like, because you get there so early
and they don't want you to eat,
and then it lasts so long.
If I ever
and they didn't serve any food.
Yeah, why wouldn't you not serve no food?
It's like no concession stands.
No, and then they don't want you to bring no food in.
Yeah.
So they got people on the red carpet to us that was giving us snacks.
Oh, because see, nobody gave me snacks.
Little M&Ms and little Kit Kat balls.
I got a little hangry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
So you got snacks. Okay.
They gave us some snacks.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they worked that out.
Little Kit Kat, but I'm talking about like little commentators being sweet and stuff.
Oh, so like, so not an official Kit Kat,
no,
like a sweet kind.
Like that really sweet boy that does those the sing thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get his name messed up at all, but he does that thing that with all the singers. They come up there and he just mention a word and they got to sing a song.
Oh, I don't know that.
You understand? Okay, like I say, Nora sang a song using the word streetcars.
Streetcars. Oh, subways and streetcars. Taxis and Ubers. Don't you go too far.
Yes.
My favorite thing about that is how you did your own delay. Too far, too far.
I do it even now, and I have a delay man.
I love that.
Crazy. Yeah, I do it now.
You want to do another song?
I do.
Hey, can we do a song from your album? I want to do Friend Goals. This is from your new thing.
From the EP, yes.
So this came out during quarantine?
Yes.
And you guys recorded it all during all that? I love this one.
It's so sweet.
It is very sweet.
It's so sweet. And I feel so cool about this song because, like, I really feel like I have friend goals.
Yeah.
Like, you my friend. And Jill Scott's my friend. And Layla Hathaway's my friend. And Robert's a friend. And I just feel like I have friend goals. Like, when I go through my phone, I look at all these people's numbers and I smile to myself.
Friend goals.
Yeah. We're friend goals.
Friend goals. I remember when I called you for the first time, I was like, maybe she'll be my friend if I ask her to sing a song about poop.
Yeah, I was very surprised that's what you wanted me to sing about, but yeah. I would have sung about anything with you, obviously. Jesus Christ. I remember, like, it was no other day. Nora called me when I was in a Waffle House.
I want to work with you.
I was an IHOP.
Can we sing a song about poop?
Yeah, you was like, it's a little weird. And I was like, why you keep saying it? Just send me the song. And then I was like, oh, that's why she keeps saying it.
But I'm glad we got to do
that. I looked for that video a long time.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I should post it today.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Everybody wants somebody they could kick it with. After school, hanging for the weekend. Down for the cause to the bitter end. Trust me, everybody need a good friend. I've got friend goals. I've got friend goals. Hey, loner, all alone in the corner. Peanut butter sandwich crust cut off perfect at corners. Shall I offer my perspective for future sons and daughters on the subject of friendship? How to stay away from monsters? Maybe I should start a club where folk in need of love can stop by for conversations, hugs, on my side to get by. So when you're low on human glow, just know that I'll be nearby. In case you didn't know, this for those, no need to reply. So you go to the what? Oh, after school, hanging with the weekend. Down for the cause to the bitter end. Trust me, everybody need a good friend. I've got friend goals. I've got friend goals.
So many people around, but you're the only one who ever held me down. Let me use your Netflix, chill and sleep on your couch. If I could write you a song, you're probably hearing it now. When I was running into something, running from myself to nothing. When I needed something else, you were there and never left. All those times we got together, we were better than our past. Cause who I was before was never meant to last.
Everybody wants somebody they could kick it with. After school, hanging for the weekend. Down for the cause to the bitter end. Trust me, everybody need a good friend. I've got
friend goals.
How many of us I've got friend goals.
How many of us got 'em?
On the school, y'all playing jacks. All alone, eating Apple Jacks. Knick-knack and paddywhack. Nick is mean and Patty's whack. Guess I'm on the jungle gym. Missing out with no friends. School is in, no friends. After school, no friends. Me,
myself and I think I should start a new trend. A club where all the loners go to pretend that we are friends. After that, we walking home and contemplate how life is. Lonely as a mug, got me looking at my bed. What happened to Max? He was super whack. I laid back on Prozac. Never liked me as I was, but I couldn't change facts. But Lisa, she's a sleeper. She's sleeping on her goals. No ambition, sleeping on her future. Shall I go on with Mike? Well, what about Mike? Well, he was all right, but it was never quite right. You know, friendships happen instantly or age like a fine wine. Spontaneous cosmic energy. Damn, you so picky. You right, cause finding good friends is tricky. I need the time to stick with me. Light a fire, come sit with me. I know I get needy, I get clingy, I get singy. I like to sing the chingy. So now I got an ADD thing, I can't sit straight. My focus kinda swing. I'll forget something you just said to me, oh word. I'm also loyal, I'm sweet. I'm considerate and humble. We're down to earth, I got morals. I'm chill, you can smoke, I won't judge. We can argue, no grudge. I hold on tight, it's all love. I wrote a song about friends.
You wrote a song about friends?
I wrote a song about friends, about you, about us. Friends, you gotta do that. Friends, you know,
how
friends
many of us got them?
Friends.
Friends,
how many of us got them?
Friends,
how many of us got them?
I've got friends.
Yeah, babe.
I love that one. That's
all
been in my
sound
head
is
all night.
So sweet. Saying, friend, you know what it reminds me of? The kind of way you did your friends. Was dry da 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 da. Da, 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 da,
oh, da, da. The creepy election song.
Love.
We did that at
yes.
You had me do that with you in New Orleans.
Yes.
At, what was that event called again?
It was at the Music Box in New Orleans. We did a show called Alice Lost.
I loved that.
And it was around
that.
The time that Hillary and Trump were going head
it
to head.
It was right before the election.
And they did a special dance, and Nora did her election song, which I love. You gonna do at least the first verse?
Yeah. 'Twas Halloween and the ghosts were out. And you did a little dance? Wait.
They did a dance.
No, they had you
actual
dancers.
They had on a Hillary Trump mask and a Donald Trump mask, and they did a dance around your purple piano.
Yeah, because it was Halloween time.
And though I covered my eyes, I knew they'd go away.
God, I haven't sung that song.
You know which part
since
I love?
Then.
This, I'll be all up in my car. I love the things that you give to me. And even more that I am free. Da 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 da. On election day. Man, that girl say, I love.
Oh, yeah. I love the things
that
you've given
me.
And most of all, that I am free. But sometimes I don't understand
the way
we play. Yeah, that's the lyric.
What?
Oh, God. I wrote that many elections ago.
Man, that's so real because it be scary. And even though it scares me, but even some of my friends, it scares them more. I've seen people cry when certain presidents were elected,
yeah,
you know?
I know.
And as I move now into this future of what's going on right now, I see why you would cry.
Well, it's
like,
heavy and
we're a little screwed.
We're a little screwed, but also a lot of people have a lot more to lose than other people.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people watch the news more and feel it more. And a lot of people know how to shut it out if they're able.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a whole thing.
Yes, you're absolutely right about it.
So I'd like to talk more about politics now.
Oh, wait
you.
A minute.
No, just
yeah, so I had a cheesecake. You have had gumbo. Have you ever had gumbo before?
Gumbo? No, I've never had gumbo.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm about to say, what's going on with you? You came to the city.
Remember the first time I met you and I had you come up, I promised you I would make you food, but I never did.
But you always order. You always order. You always order me a nice something little meal. Good. You always let me order whatever I want.
Anything for my boo.
It'll be all good. You have never cooked, though.
No, because my kids, you know, they don't eat anything, and I'm always too, like, stressed. So
do you always order?
You know what? I used to cook a ton, and I was a great cook, and I swear in the last year, I have not cooked
seriously
much. No, I cook. I have to, but mm-hmm. It's hard to get motivated.
I don't like to wash the dishes.
Me neither. And also the kids. But I don't like to order and get a bunch of plastic crap either, you know? That feels weird. Just chuck it out the window. No,
guess what? My mom has been cooking for me.
But that's amazing.
Yeah, I give $50 and she cooked me a meal for the week. And I just be eating off of it the whole week.
So you have your own personal chef system.
I was
happening.
Trying to get healthy. And she was helping. Then at some point, she just started getting too jazzy with it.
Yeah.
Mama, wait a minute now.
It was too much?
She was starting to go hard in a good, bad way.
But bad, like unhealthy?
Unhealthy.
Oh, yeah.
But like your food rolling.
No, but it was
mama,
delicious.
But mama, okay, you going hard. Now stop putting the pork in the cabbage.
Yeah, you got to be healthy.
All right, stop putting the pickle meat in the cabbage, mama.
Yeah.
And the pigtails.
I think I'm going to cook more now that the weather is going to get hot. I mean, cold.
Ain't it gonna get cold?
No, it's gonna get cold. It's hard to cook when it's hot.
Oh, my God.
Do you cook?
I cook sometimes, but not often at all. I eat either by my... Me and Tavi go out a lot. I eat a lot of steak this year. Jesus Christ, probably should have been doing it like that. And Tavi cooks and my mom cook. And every now and then, I'll make some baked chicken wings with some macaroni and cheese or some baked chicken wings and some jambalaya or some baked chicken wings and some dirty rice or some baked chicken wings.
So is your special baked chicken wings?
I like doing baked chicken wings and fried chicken wings.
Okay. That sounds great. Someday, we'll have time to cook for each other.
I mean, I would love for you to come to my house in New Orleans because I'm in my first house and I love it a lot. I love to be there. That's why I love to be at
I want to come visit now that, you know.
Yes, I will make you something, and Tavi will make you something, and then we'll go out to dinner.
So we'll eat, and then we'll go out to dinner?
On three different occasions.
Okay,
yeah,
got
on three different occasions, because all we do in New Orleans is bring people out to eat. I noticed that.
Yeah, well, because the food is amazing, so
yes,
that's what they want to do.
We need some more activities, and I would also bring you on the mopeds, and we could ride the city. Yeah. On a moped.
On a moped?
Yes, I did that right before I left the city.
Oh, that sounds fun.
With Tavi and Jelly, and it was
amazing. That's a good way to see a city.
It was amazing. Yeah, I feel like a tourist in my own city, especially since I really don't know where nothing at.
That's funny. Do you drive?
I do. I just bought my first car.
Nice.
I drive around. I get lost, and I get scared, and I'll be fine. And I don't think I know where I'm going a lot because I'm directionally challenged. Yeah. I go left a lot. Because I'm left-handed.
I would think you would go right a lot because it's harder to turn left in front of oncoming traffic.
It'd be both.
Incoming traffic.
I'm just wrong.
Are you left-handed?
Yes.
Why did I think that?
I told you just now.
Oh. I'm not really listening. I've got an earpiece and the producer's feeding me questions.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say it's small as hell.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
That's how I live on stage, though. Josh is the voice of God in my ear on stage.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's helpful.
For everyone or just you?
For everyone.
So he's directing it for real like that?
Mm-hmm, yes, but that's as of recently.
But you guys have a lot going on stage, so it makes sense.
Honestly, a lot of times people need it because his memory when it comes down to our show is the best, probably because, you know, he creates it. Mm-hmm. So he is the voice of God, and it's like horrible and great. Because I was like, oh, I did forget that part is coming.
Yeah.
And sometimes, y'all doing real good. Y'all doing real good up here. All right, we cooking now.
So it's like a cheerleader.
Wait a minute.
It's like having
it's
a cheerleader
like,
in
like
your ear.
God being a cheerleader.
That's kind of amazing.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
No, you don't want that.
Can he come
do
and
poem.
Be in my ear
nah,
during
you,
the show?
You be trying to concentrate, do your little poem.
That's too funny.
Right here, six.
But it also enables you guys to be more spontaneous because somebody's reminding you where to go. Like, right?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think it makes it pretty straight, but it's so much energy. And it's because there's moments of your own little solo and interpretation of how you're doing the song. I think you need to know the song well enough, and then you can go on your little tangent.
Yeah,
When you're confident
true.
In the song, you can do that. And a lot of us sometimes, you're not confident yet, but you're trying to go on a little tangent. Learn it first, and then go on your tangent.
Well, yeah, it's like language. You got to learn it, and then you can go.
I could say that my own little self.
Talk
yes,
a bunch
sure.
of crap. How many poems do you think you've written in your life?
In my life?
Yeah, like, would you
how
say?
How dare you ask? Let me ask how many hairs on your head.
Oh, no, I know. It's not.
That's
I wasn't,
exactly how many poems I wrote.
It wasn't a real question.
How many
question.
Hairs on your head. It That's how many poems I wrote.
It wasn't a real answer I expected, but you just like, oh it just God. Comes out of you like every second. Right?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. If I just open up my notepad or something just...
Well, that's
just
why it was
right
fun
there.
To do those sessions and write together, because you just had a bunch of stuff.
I did, and I was just going through them, yeah. like, what's here? But I haven't written as much.
I thought you were on
much.
Instagram, but you were actually going through your poems.
Oh, my God, you
kidding.
Did?
No,
oh.
I didn't think that. Okay. I'm joking. I might have
like
first.
To, I love to make these songs poems. For this album, I've made a lot of these poem songs, and I really love them.
I love that.
I haven't written as much as I should on this tour, though. I've been sleeping a lot.
But you need it. That's okay.
You think so?
Is that how Roller Coaster started? Was it a poem?
No, that started from like following my sister around while she was going on, like she was while she was dating Ezekiel.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I just felt like such a great third wheel. I was like, oh, these people are in love.
And you were curious about it.
Oh, well, I've been curious about love for years, I think.
I love this song, and it's one of the first ones I saw you play, because you were playing this when I saw you.
Really?
Yeah, you were doing it.
Are you going to do it?
Can you do it?
Are you going to do the hook?
Can you do it?
Can you do the hook?
You might. Will you do it with me?
No. I want to hear you do it. Oh, my God. So special. I've always wondered why people rode the biggest roller coasters. Why the feeling brought up some type of excitement that they didn't receive on a regular day. Like, when did feeling sick become equivalent to thrill or nausea, the new X pill? I've always wondered why people rode those really big roller coasters. And I remember when I did.
It's the butterflies and the fireflies fighting in my stomach. The light between their wings. I'm scared to fly. I might come down. I think I'm ready.
In the curve or the up in the swerve, it's smiling so wide. I'm smiling. It's the feeling of my nerves on the front edge of the seat. Eyes are open. Tears are coming from the thrill of sight, moving as fast as light, laughing for no reason, screaming for all the things I should not have said in that last fight. Those roller coasters, those roller coasters, those roller coasters are like meeting God with the kite in your left hand. Strings are still twisted around your forefinger. Your right hand is busy gripping the safety rail. There is this moment when you feel like you're in an incredible ocean of your own butterflies, and this is the moment. You get free and you let your arms fly. I know I'm flying. Right now.
It's the butterflies and the fireflies fighting in my stomach.
The light between their wings.
I'm scared to fly. I might come down. I think I'm ready now.
Ready now.
Getting back in line.
didn't know if I should do it or not.
No, that was so cute. I was wondering how you was gonna end it. That's so cute. I was like, that bitch just resonating in the air.
I love that song though.
Oh my gosh, it sounds so pretty on the hook. I've never heard nobody else really sung it.
I thought you were gonna sing it, but
psh, I don't wanna do that. I'm doing a poem.
That's true. Love. I love love.
That was pretty.
It's a great.
It does feel like that roller coaster too. You be scared.
Well, that's
why
it's such a cool song.
Yeah, and then once you get back on it again, you still get back in line over and over and over, thinking this time's gonna be different. All that, you're gonna feel the same thrill. You can't wait to tell your friends about this new person. Like when I say, I can't wait to tell my friends about the top and how it looks from the very. That's what I mean. You can't wait to tell your friends when you've met someone special and how they make you feel.
And then the drop. Throat.
Just be smiling for no reason. Just spit all in your mouth. Slap. Just, ew, I love a roller coaster. It's been too long.
I know.
It's been too long. I went to Disney World in Paris before, too.
Really?
Yes.
How was that?
Cool.
Was it very French?
I think.
Did it feel very American? You know what I mean?
I think it felt American. Yeah. And just the fact that you're in Disney World in Paris, you're just like, it's dope, period. I think we went to maybe like 2 or 3 theme parks overseas. We always find something really special to do. We ride our bikes through Amsterdam, all of us. We have
so
the
nice.
Greatest time.
I want to go on tour with you.
I think you would have a good time.
I think we'd have fun.
And you got to be in my van because my van is like the nerd van.
Okay. Did you go ever, was it Copenhagen?
Yes.
That place in Copenhagen, that theme park, I can't remember what it's called exactly.
I feel like we did.
I'm like, yeah, I'm looking too for Sarah. That place is amazing.
Yeah, we did. That was amazing.
I can't remember what it's called, but
Copenhagen?
There's this. No, the theme park.
Yeah, it's there.
I've got a lot of like moments there.
I like that.
Almost barfing. They have like some intense ones.
I miss it. Like at first I was being a little jockstrap because I was thinking every summer I'm missing Essence Festival.
Yeah,
you know, and I started being like a little pissy baby in that sense because I love Essence Fest in New Orleans.
Where is it? Oh,
yeah,
okay, gotcha.
It's just so great and so big and so black and so awesome. So I kept missing it because we're going overseas, but I had to keep telling myself, "Girl, you're going overseas for the summer. That's
it's
amazing."
Pretty nice,
but. So when it was taken away,
that's
when I was like, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Where's Germany?
I know. Where's Germany?
And I'm never looking for Germany, but Germany has some of the best music festivals.
There's some great stuff there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you could literally just be there on any given day and it's Tank and the Bangers, Leanne LaHavis, Thundercat, and freaking that Mosley amazing boy. That's his name. Nope. But yeah. It's amazing.
Well, also being in Europe in the summer, it's like you're
great
in so many.
Too,
and also the variety of all the small countries, like you can go between all these small countries.
Yes, you can. It's just different languages.
It's a pretty different thing. I mean, I know our country is big and very diverse.
English everywhere.
But it's,
it's pretty much the same. I never feel like it's never as special as it is overseas. And I never feel as American until I'm overseas.
Yeah.
Like, y'all don't speak any English? Like, you know, I'm like, dang, I never felt so American. In America, I feel black. And in Europe, I feel American.
That's interesting.
It is.
Yeah, that is interesting.
It lets me know that they should have definitely taught me some more languages.
Oh, yeah. Do you speak anything?
I speak New Orleans twang.
Yeah. Got it. No French.
Bonjour, comment ça va? C'est bien.
Well, you probably have a great, like, fake, like, accent.
That's all I know.
Yeah,
and they should have told me more than that. And that was from fifth grade. But if they would have kept it going, I would have known. I don't think that America wanted us to communicate with anybody else. They want us to think that we were the greatest in the world.
It's really too bad that we weren't forced to speak other languages a little harder. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
We should have been because everybody knows our language plus theirs.
Yeah. It's awkward.
Yes. And then the crazy part is the best sound and sound engineers I've ever had was in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at the Blue Note.
Don't you love Japan? It's so different.
It was the best sleep I ever had in my life.
That's great.
Them low beds. And I didn't know that Nagoya was known for fried chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. Those are so good. They even have a manual how to eat them perfectly.
Bruh.
Yeah.
They had them at breakfast. They had so many of them. I took them on a plane with me. I took about 20 wings in a napkin on a plane. I was eating little chicken wings. It's time to go back. Yeah, I miss it. I miss it now.
Wait, so So did you grow up in the church?
Yeah.
Singing in the church?
Mm-hmm. It's a family full of pastors.
Really?
They thought I would be a pastor, too.
Really?
Yes. I'm not surprised because of my delivery.
Well, your delivery works.
But I feel like I'm at church every day. Every time I get on stage.
Exactly.
I feel very, I feel like a little, like it's like a little revival.
It's amazing.
I feel like a revival. And I think the guys feel it, too.
Yeah. Oh, and did most of them grew up in the church, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a thing. It's like, I feel it because I grew up in Dallas and a lot of my friends from high school came from playing music in church. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it feels like home to me.
Yeah, church people have their own little language.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah. And they just their hand movement, you know where they about to go.
I know.
But that's also something amongst you freaking musicians, too. So.
No, but it's different. That
people that grew up in church.
People that grew up playing in the church, yeah. Specifically black church, mm-hmm. You know?
It's like, it's like, a soulfulness.
I grew up singing in church, but it wasn't like that.
What did you sing?
I sang Our God is an Awesome God a lot.
How did you sing it?
Our God is an awesome God.
Was it Catholic?
No, but I actually did have a Catholic. She taught us a lot of hymns in Latin. She was from a Catholic church. That's why she taught us.
Who's she?
This choir director I had named Shauna, she was really sweet, and she always gave me the solos.
Oh, my dude didn't give me no solos.
Really?
And I was thinking, you think you could sing better than me?
Damn.
He couldn't sing, and I only had, like, one solo the whole time.
Maybe he was jealous of you.
I couldn't say that. I just think that he liked his little shizine behind that little piano. Yeah. But I never had a lead.
That's interesting. But you were in the choir the whole time?
Mm-mm.
And how big was it, like, the choir in your church?
Well, it was a couple of churches, because the one I never got to sing lead at was on the praise team. And at church, I didn't sing any leads because I really couldn't sing that well.
Really?
No, I was more of a speaker.
Because you're such a good singer.
I mean, I've grown to be much better than I was. Yeah. And I still have so much ways to go. But, you know, I'm a little, what's another word? For lazy.
You know what? I'm the
like
same.
Like another one, though.
No, I'm the same way,
you think
so?
Just kind of like comfortable. Oh, I got to give time. I'm going to lay down.
Yeah.
Like to take a rest, watch a little Netflix.
I'm with you.
Have a little ice cream, a little Hershey's on top. Time to rest.
I'm kind of like that. Yeah.
I know. I feel like.
I know.
I feel very kindredly, spiritually connected to you. I feel like we're the same person.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Thanks for doing this.
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay. Nice things.
I ain't got no chill. I ain't got your milk. Look, you should do some nice things for me. Gucci first, Gucci white. That was that. Like, you should buy some nice things for me. It's a good look. Like, you should buy some ice cream for me. You should do some nice things for me. Nice things. So I hit him on a Tuesday, making sure I ain't too busy. That's the only time I'm in your city. I ain't had no nice things in a minute. Why don't we go shopping for the vintage? I need an OG with a goatee. Got a Cadillac, no car seat. Keep it pine fresh, that's that Cali weed. On the lakefront, that's a summer scene. Makes common sense like August green. You should do some nice things for me. Ow, Gucci purse, Gucci watch. That's what's up by my side. What? Do some nice things for me. That's a good look. You should buy some ice cream for me. I like vanilla.
I like
a vanilla. You like chocolate?
I like Neapolitan.
It's a little tart. Oh, I love
nice
a Neapolitan
things.
With a little strawberry, yeah. You know? Nice things. What's the second verse? It's the weekend. I already planned my weekend. Hit a few friends, sex my ex-boyfriend. Is we chilling or what? We should link up, kissy face and makeup, like we made up in them suicide doors. I want more, that's a score, in beaches in L.A., pretty boys down in the Bay.
Can you open up the door for me? Can you bring it back, shutting down the stores for me? Man, can you open up the doors for me? Man, can you bring it back, shutting down the door for me? What? Can you open up the door for me? I'll slide the keys to your motherfucking chain. You should do some nice things for me.
Ow. Gucci purse, Gucci watch.
Nice things for me. That's a good luck, say good luck.
That's a good luck.
You should buy some red beans for me. Oh, I like red beans. I forgot my old small damn song. Nice things for me. Nice things, yeah. Lady, 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 alligator smell those papers.
Okay.
I ain't got no chill.
I ain't got no chill.
I ain't got your meal. Man, lady, 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 alligator, smell those vapors.
Okay. You should do some nice things for me.
Nice things.
Okay.
I like that. You did a good job, Nora.
Really? You wanted to do this one, right?
Yeah.
You sang Don't Know Why once.
Yes.
When, before I met you.
Yes,
and
it was my shit.
And you sang it after I met you.
It was my shit. You know what else was my shit? That goddamn Come Away With Me, too.
Really?
What?
Thank you.
Why would you be shocked?
I'm not shocked. I just said,
Man,
really?
Man, Manhattan was the movie.
Oh, my God. I love that movie.
Okay, you love it?
Yes.
Did you meet Jennifer Lopez?
I did meet her a couple
She's
times.
She's short, huh?
She's so pretty.
She's so small and pretty. That's a small woman.
She's gorgeous.
She looked good, though.
I actually love almost every single Jennifer Lopez movie.
I could understand that.
They're all really good.
I could understand that.
And they're great. And now they're like nostalgic from that era.
I love Made in Manhattan.
I do too. It's
and
a great
I
movie.
Love.
Is
enough?
That where you heard that song?
Yeah. I even love that. Oh, I wanna spend time to the end. I love that
I don't
movie.
Know that.
She had on a pink dress.
Oh yeah.
When she got on that diamond that she stole.
Yeah.
And the dude was singing at the party.
I don't remember that part.
And then I remember all of it. Then when she was about to sleep with him, then your song came on.
Oh well, that's like, you know, you got to get him running.
Come away with me tonight.
Aw, come. You're nice.
What? And I will ride. You saw.
Aww.
Do it, Nora.
No, you do it.
Come away with me on a bus. Come away with me and I will write you a song.
You're so pretty. Can you just re-record all my songs for me?
Please. Your fans will be mad as hell. And I want to wake up
with the rain.
Falling on a tin roof while I'm safely in your arms. Won't you try to come? Come away with me, and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away, and I'll man. Yeah, yo, it was the songs, man.
See, you like that song because you love love. Yeah.
All right, fine. It's nice.
No, but I remember that's my roller coasters. That's like my I want love. So I'm going to write it. I'm going to write a song like I have it. But
And then once you have it, it's not even as magical writing about it no more.
It's magical.
Yeah.
It's more complicated.
Yeah, I think that the fantasy of it is much more fun and gives you much more inspiration. Because after that, it's just hurt.
Yeah. That's when...
Like, I can't believe you didn't want to...
That's when it gets...
Like
yeah, Camilla. That's when it gets dark.
That's that girl name, that new girl? Because you could tell she's been burned, baby. And I love it. I've been writing songs for like a
little show, and they asked me to listen to her for one of the song's inspirations, and I just got on, and I was like, damn, this girl is bitter. I love it. I love it. The no ID, whatever it's called. What is it called?
I don't know.
The driver license.
Oh, Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah, that's okay. That's her name. Yes.
Yeah,
her.
I love that.
That's
song.
The one. That's
we
listen
to that in the car, and the kids really like it.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Deja vu. Like deja vu.
The girl said, I never felt this way by no one.
It's intense when you're young.
I'm happy I wasn't in love when I was young.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't have time for it. I wouldn't be able to concentrate. I'd rather have fantasized it.
Well, it's more fun.
Gave me a lot of material.
I don't know why I didn't come. Left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
I wanna sit you underneath the belly of a rainbow. I wanna see if your skin tone matches God's crayons. So maybe I'll build a zillion foot ladder just to see if you can outshine the stars that New York tries to compete with. Or maybe I'll sit you in the middle of a New Orleans June just so you can battle with its rays. Or hey, maybe I can place your heart in Africa just to see if you can compare to what home really feels like. I want to take the brilliance of your character and battle it against lions. Maybe you'll be David and I'll be Goliath. And if you get too close, I promise I'ma bite you. I'll break your fall with the wind from my kite. Look at you as if you never told me to shut up twice. But I'll throw away every fight like spoiled leftovers. Just never say again that you're not coming over. I need your shoulders like Bush needed them soldiers. So come, as a matter of fact, run to the nearest tree. Climb up like a coward or a comet. They all go up the same. Don't you ever love me in vain? For I don't know when you do. I travel through your bloodstreams and I live in your veins. Let's steal Pluto, it's so damn small. Jesus won't even notice it's missing. And if he does, let's just blame it on the devil because he steals things. I think we're gonna have so much fun if you let me tell you how I used to be your mother in Korea. Yes, I used to be Asian. I'm just saying you ain't never gonna be bored with me. Let's go fishing, which can just be like Sydney, because we killing the humans of the sea. I don't want you to pray for me. I want you to pray with me. I hold my hands like praying hands do. Say my name, but not too loud, or your girl might hear, but I do not mind loving you in secret. I'm a great secret keeper. What would you like me to keep, your heart or your beeper? Either way, I won't tell your girl I have the number to either. I had your secrets in my sneakers. You need to love me. You need to love me, Michael, and leave her. Preferably by a railroad rope and no visa. Tell me I'm number one, even if I'm number 33. I like to be, you know, treated special. Every human being has needs. I may be a little selfish, but so are starfish. Why do you think they constantly sting the sea? I just wish that you were with me all the time, just so I could go crazy when you're not around. You call me random. Me? You call me random, and I say, this is the opera, you are the phantom. And you say, girl, you random. I like fried chicken, and I hate salmon. He wants to get me cultured. I say, go screw the mailman. Let's sell, man. On the water, better yet the lake, better yet past our mistakes. And let's go bake some cookies and let's chase dreams that for once don't run. Let's make love and make fun of the sun. We must live. A wise one once said, we must shake the dust. Shake the dust. So shake the dust. Don't know why you did not come.
I feel as empty as a drum. I don't know why you didn't
didn't come. I don't know why you didn't come.
I don't know why you did not come.
I love that.
Oh!
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
And I missed you.
I miss you, too.
I'm just playing along with you. I'm just playing along with you.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was awesome. We had so much fun. She's amazing.
I have to say, you know, Tank and I have a little bit of a relationship where we kind of dig at each other, like a kind of a sisterly.
Yeah, you guys give each other a lot of crap.
We do. We really do. And so here's something that I wouldn't say to her face because, you know, whatever. But God, she's so good.
I know.
She's just really talented. I know. And I think she's amazing. And, you know, she's never going to listen to this podcast, so she won't hear me say this. But
so she'll still think you can give her the side awesome. Eye.
Although I did notice that when she was listing her friend goals, she didn't mention me. But that was clearly just like an oversight, right? Because or it's just assumed, I guess.
She's your friend, you know it. she's so sweet. I was kind of surprised that she ended up singing my songs so much in this podcast. It's not necessarily my goal with this show is to make other people sing my songs, but it was really fun too.
She also, you know, in her songs, it's like a million words per minute that it's like, I don't even know how she gets them out so fast. So she's so.
Yeah. I was nervous about this show. I don't know if you know that. I was actually very nervous because, she's not playing any instruments. So I had to kind of cover the bases on, and
get words out.
Well, and try to follow her lyrics. Yeah. And that was kind of hard.
That's hard. But, and she's got a very unique phrasing that maybe is hard to match.
Yes.
I mean, I would think.
She's such a wonderful, beautiful nut. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun. She's awesome.
Well, thanks for joining us on Playing Along. I'm Nora Jones.
I'm Sarah Oda.
And we will see you next time.
This episode was recorded by Matt Marinelli, mixed by Jamie Landry, additional engineering by Greg Tobler, artwork by Eliza Fry,
photography by Shervin Linez,
and produced by Nora Jones and me, Sarah Oda.